I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah Bareilles is our big deal this week. She's performing October 26th at the Chase Center in San Francisco. The tickets are on sale now, and we have tons of them to give away. Right now, call in number 97-800-400-3697. Instantly wins a pair of tickets for Sarah Bareilles. We have tickets all weekend, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Just keep it here on Alice. All the live long day, and you'll surely win yourself a pair. Call right now, 800-400-3697.
Is that my girl I hear?
That's your girl.
Remember that time?
Yep.
She's all winking at me.
What? Yep. Okay. I don't remember it exactly like you remember it, but
you don't.
Close.
You don't remember that?
No, I remember it. I just remember it a little differently. That's all. Yeah.
All right.
Go on with your version. It's a little happier.
It is. My version is more fun. Thanks.
For you. Yep.
Right. It's me telling her, no, thanks.
Oh, this is my song.
I couldn't live like this.
One love letter. Tell me why I'm never gonna get it all right. Do this at your wedding?
You with your late nights. Me trying to get up early in the morning.
Yeah.
You with your successful recording career and
you.
Everything that comes with.
You.
I'm going to have to say no, Sarah Bareilles. No. I will not. No.
You. Oh, gosh. So good. So you. Just as protest, you won't play this at your wedding, the I Choose You song? Because you're like, no, you know, she was giving me the hard sell.
Do you really want me to be thinking about when I dumped this girl?
That was a short-lived relationship. Started in the morning and you dumped her by noon.
Boy.
Or something else.
I'm even surprised by what I just said. Anyway, let's go to the text. Our text number is 800-400-3697. So weird. I was sitting there outside getting to know Michelle a little more. I didn't know she had an extensive background in dance.
Oh, well, I guess it makes sense. She has an extensive background in shows, like in Broadway shows. Yeah, theater. And
she once tore the ligament. Is that what it was? Ah, darn. From her hip.
Oh.
Is that it, Michelle?
Was that it?
That area.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that area.
While on stage performing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Was she able to keep going?
No, I don't
think
she
was. On.
She was hurt.
Hey, Michelle, come over here.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Ask her about that new job she got hired for.
What?
You know.
She was just.
24-hour.
I love that. Oh, that's what I was just asking her about.
Hi.
Hi. So one of the posts she made this weekend was, I'm beginning my bang journey again. And I was like, oh, look at that. New bangs.
Yep, that's she's got right. Some bangs.
You look great.
Thank you.
What did you tear? You were doing like a leg kick and then your leg like.
It was a Latin-inspired number and it was like extension into a split down to the stage. And I felt a tear and then I rolled off the stage. And that was the end of me dancing for a couple of years.
Oh, boy. You
felt a
off.
Tear?
Yeah.
Is that a common dancing term?
No.
Oh.
It's about the last term you want to hear in dancing. Uh-oh. That's torn.
That was the end.
You felt a tear.
Yes.
I'm very sorry.
Did you scream?
No,
what?
No, that wouldn't be professional.
Oh, I have a question.
Okay.
Do you have video of that?
No.
Oh, God, that'd be so great.
I have lots of video of my performing days, but not that one.
You know what Instagram needs?
Videos of me dancing in high school.
Sure, that too.
Sure, that too.
But we need you to, dropping to tear? What is that?
No, I felt a tear.
Splitting to tear.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, I hope to never recreate it, but. Stay tuned.
All right. Oh, right. Because you're now dancing for 24-hour.
Right. I'm teaching a format called UJAM Fitness at 24 Hour.
UJAM Fitness?
Yeah. It's a cardio dance fitness program.
All those years of dance.
Paying
and
off.
And you're working at the gym.
Yep.
Boy, listen, got to do something, right?
Exactly.
I'm the girl.
Thanks, guys.
Huh?
Thank you. Nice looking hair, girl. I love when someone gets a really different looking haircut and changes their whole look. Like, she looks fantastic.
Love it so
it looks great, but we were just talking about how you bang girls, you get the bangs, yep. And then you start with this stuff.
Yeah.
Me wiping the hair from your eyebrow, nose area.
That's when you know you need to cut your bangs. She's like, oh, I just have to go get them cut. I'm like, what are you talking about? Get a sharp pair of scissors and do it yourself.
Nobody does that but you.
That is not true.
That is
true. Well, a lot of people, I could never do it. I just can't cut a straight line on a piece of paper.
You don't have
paper,
to cut a straight line. You can't. You're not even supposed to. You just pull them out.
I can't even take that
trim
chance.
Trim them until they're gone.
Got to go to someone professional.
Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's the same number you'd call, but we also can take your text there, too.
And send pictures, videos,
anything you want. We love
videos of you tearing things.
Hear from you, see you, whatever. I think the plant name you are looking for is Pride of Madeira.
Yes, but there's a name for that. There's like a... Yeah, there's
415 says, hi, Sarah, Latin landscaper name. Here. Those plants you're talking about are Echium.
Oh, Echium, right.
Echium.
Damn it.
They're not native.
Oh,
lupins are native.
And is that what you were
What word was I saying?
Lupins.
Oh,
lupin.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I did
you
say.
You said lupin.
Okay.
I
don't know.
Those two mixed up, yeah.
There were some nice ladies that were there when we were out there walking around.
You should put that up. It's a great
and
family
they were like,
shot.
They were saying, oh, isn't this stuff great? It smells like grapes.
It does.
It does?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen that. I just did not know that that was lupin. I thought the lupin was the spiky things, but they're the Echium.
Pride of Madeira is a big bush with a tall conical purple flower. Non-native.
That is what I'm
415.
Thinking of. Well, they're everywhere. So they clearly thrive here.
707 says, when I ask my 6-year-old, am I pretty or what? Her answer is, or what?
Oh,
that's mean.
Kids are mean. Sheesh. And honest, you know. How's my breath? Oh, garlic.
For allergies, you can just take one shower a day. Just do it at night. I only shower at night anyway. I don't like getting into bed dirty. And I'm not a morning person, so I get up just before I need to leave.
Mm. When my hair is short, I can take a shower in the morning. I like it. I prefer it.
You used to have really short hair. I remember that.
Yeah. It's still pretty. It's short for me. And it's so I shower in the morning right now.
Stress for 18 to 24 is high when studying in college or post-grad.
Yeah.
My kid
is always
true.
Saying how stressed out he is. I'm like thinking to myself, why?
Well, that's it, though.
I
always hated the process, though. You're not learning. You're just cramming to, like, spit it back out the next day. And then you just move on to the next thing you got to cram in there. It's not the best way to...
retain things.
For everything that you're spending money on, you'd think the system would be more about like what you can gather and keep. Whatever.
Yeah, they gotta make it hard for you.
I had some DB make fun of me publicly, similar to that story, Sarah. It was mortifying, but in retrospect, he was a little mousy bleeper. Years later, he tried to add me on LinkedIn to network for jobs. I'd like to say I was a bigger person, but I definitely denied him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I console myself by knowing that I'd never heard of that kid again. So, whatever. I survived it. Shaped who I am. Had a lot of experiences like that. I've overcome them.
Mm-hmm. You have, right?
Well, more or less. I mean, it all sticks with you. I can still feel myself back in that moment.
You can?
Sure. It was awful. Embarrassing. I was humiliated.
Yeah.
You know? You don't remember, like, your humiliating moments?
Well, sure.
I remember, really good moments, too, when I felt proud of myself and had accomplished something. You know? But I think it's all those, like, it's the highs, it's the lows. You know? Those are the things that shape you and make you who you are. And, you know, they reveal your character and allow you to see the places where you need some work. And also, like, the rest of your life, you're like, formulating comebacks for, you know, that if only I'd said this.
Well, right. I mean, I'm a little surprised you didn't respond aggressively. I mean, you at the time, you had at least five years on the kid, right?
At least, yeah.
And you're smart. You're a smart lady.
Yeah, but it just wasn't at all what I was expecting. And so I was flummoxed in the moment.
My daughter is 24 and just graduated from grad school and will start her first real job soon. She's super stressed about being cut off. Her parents paying for everything.
Oh.
She said how she's never had to worry about getting anything she's wanted, but now she's paying for her own stuff.
Yeah, it's a big deal. My son has actually said that he can't wait to have his first job, and he, you know, has these big dreams where he's going to be a startup and everything. I'm like, so you're going to be a billionaire, and you're going to build us a house. He goes, I'm going to build you a huge house. It's going to be great. I'm going to take care of you. I'm like, oh, my God, please let this happen. Jesus,
so
I love
great.
That kid so much. He's so, like, wants to get off the boob. Can't wait to stand on his own 2 feet. The other kid, not so much. But that kid, oh.
Yeah, right. It's going to be a huge recording star.
Yeah, right. It's going to do it his own way, and he's a great kid, smart, and so different from anybody I've ever met. So good for him. I can't wait to see what becomes of him.
415 says, Human cannot carry a tune. Please ban him from singing ever again.
Nobody gets banned from singing on this show. Singing is great.
310 says, it's almost astounding how tone deaf Human is.
That is what a mean thing to say. Why are you so mean?
Vinny, did you hear Billie Eilish's song on Hannah? Did you finish the season yet? It's good. No, I did not.
So who was saying that? So that was a movie first, Hannah, and then they turned it.
It was.
Then
yeah.
It was a. Now it's on. I gotta. I want to watch
Eric
that.
It was an Eric Bana movie.
Should I watch the movie first and then watch the series?
I don't think the two need to be. It's not a continuation of the movie. I thought it was.
The movie's really good.
It just a long form of the movie.
Okay.
I was a candy hoarder. I even took inventory of my Halloween candy so I knew exactly what my brother, sister, and parents stole from me.
Oh. Oh, boy. A little inventory sheet.
Will Smith is Jordan Wood's godfather. That's why she played or walked
right.
out on the stage.
Remember that? There was a picture of him holding her as a little
mm-hmm.
girl
right. mm-hmm.
for her birthday or something. That's right. I forgot about that. So they must be good friends with Jaden and Willow.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, they're
the
probably
connection.
Just like cousins.
Yeah.
But still, how do you bring her up on stage?
Right, for what reason? How do you introduce her, and what does she do when she's up there? Hi.
Maybe she's just dancing.
Hi.
As your god sister, right? Hey, everybody, yeah. My god sister.
Yeah. Boo.
Boo.
This is for that lottery winner story, the lady who won the lottery.
$278 million. And now she's mad because she feels that her son mismanaged her money.
415 says just a 1% return on $278 million is $2,780,000 per year.
Yeah, 1%. It's not bad.
That's the move.
That's what you do with it.
Get everybody off your dough. Push them aside.
You got
to listen to some kind of
Floyd Mayweather it.
I'd like a CD, please. Push it all into
put
the middle.
Put it right in there. Here it is. Oh, my God.
My wife's cousin is in Paris right now and saw Notre Dame just hours before the fire. My wife asked her about it, and she wasn't even aware it had gone up in flames because she'd just been there.
Oh, my God.
So she might have some of the last pics of the place before the fire.
Oh, my God. It's so sad. I mean, the thing is so old.
Candy bars cost like $1.25 now. What the hell? I used to pay 10 cents for now and laters.
Yep, I remember that, 10 cents.
Yep.
You want to hear something trippy?
Eat some now, save some for later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could never do that. They're just nows.
I went into the gas station before I took my kid to the Bay Club to go swimming.
Strange.
Oh, where's my...
We got a new bell. It's in the office. I'll bring it in after the show.
I got a new bell.
Yeah, a less painful one. It has a much wider top on it.
I went and got like one of those iced coffee drinks inside the shell. And while I was in there, I was staring at the cigarettes.
Oh, no, Vinny.
$10.95 a pack for
you
the American Spirit brand I used to smoke.
Well, those are always more expensive.
$10.95 a pack.
What's a regular pack cost?
I don't know. I stared at my pack, my brand.
I don't know. $8. I don't know what John pays.
Jesus.
Why are the spirits more?
Because they're organic.
No idea.
Better
That's
for
just
you.
What
they chemicals.
Do. They are different. They burn slower.
Really slow.
Oh.
So like you can smoke one for a long time, which is why I liked them.
I used to actually get bored with them. Like
what?
I have smoked them.
Where you gotta be?
Wherever. Back to work, you know. I remember we used to run down between songs.
Between songs, you guys would run down from the 32nd floor. Down the Embarcadero.
Out to a smoking area.
I miss those days.
We had a good time. We used to laugh our asses off. And then we'd run back. We'd be like, we can do it. And we'd come back in time. Usually be in there running the board. For us like, God, you guys almost didn't make it.
The internet says $11 for Marlboros nowadays.
Dang. Oh, my God.
There you go.
I am so glad I don't smoke anymore. I mean, Jesus.
415 says, hey, radio family. Those specks in your vision are called floaters. They can be age-related. And change. A new onset of sudden floaters can be a sign of something more serious called retinal detachment.
Oh.
But your everyday single floater is normal.
I like it. It's one of the things I like it. You know, when you look at the sky and you can kind of see little donuts.
I didn't like it in the pool the other day. Mm. Vinny, your ability to not distinguish between certain colors means you have UV damage to your eye. Happens a lot when you have extreme sun exposure over long periods of time, like surfing.
Hmm.
Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
It would.
I actually drove off a car lot thinking I had a gray car.
Or at least silver, I mean.
Well, silver, whatever it was, yeah.
But that was just the prettiest blue. Silvery blue.
It only looked blue in the sun.
Well, I don't know. Downstairs
it looked bought it in Eugene, Oregon. It was gray there all the time.
Wasn't it Icky who told you? He goes, dude, that is not a silver car.
Yep. Yeah.
That is Hooker Eyeshadow Blue.
Yeah, that one.
I remember having blue eyeshadow like that. I mean, I see it on people now. I'm like, that looks horrible. But man, did I love it. You know, you'd be on the bus because your mom wouldn't let you put it on. You know, on the bumpy bus, just scrubbing it across your eye. And using a girlfriend as a mirror. How does it look? Great.
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
I hated the dragon scene, too. It reminded me of Star Wars Episode 2 when Anakin and Padme are sparking their romance, gallivanting through the fields. Hooman will know what I mean. I know what you mean. I saw that, too. What a weird sidestep they made where they're...
I loved it.
They did not.
They're just falling more deeply in love.
Yeah, as the producers were saying, they're reestablishing, they're anchoring their relationship with that.
Yeah.
Plus,
now we're riding a
moment.
Dragon, for God's sake. I mean, only Targaryens can do that. What? Oh, yeah.
So, just 10 years ago or 9 years ago, the average price per pack for cigarettes was $5. Can you believe that? 10 years ago, it was $5.
I can't believe it. It's ridiculous. I stopped smoking real cigarettes 10 years ago.
Yeah,
well, 9 years ago.
I'm looking at the prices over the years. I mean, in the 50s, it was 20 cents a pack. 1984 was a dollar a pack.
What do you do now for all those people who only smoke when I drink? You got to tell them no, right?
Yeah, like these are, you know, give me 50 cents.
I'm not in business here. Go buy your own pack, punk. I'm trying to smoke.
I'll sell you one for 10 bucks so I can get another pack.
I need every single one of these things. Right. I'm trying to kill myself over here.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you?
You heard my hacking cough? I mean, I'm farming that.
925, I was listening to last week's podcast and found it funny that Vinny reported that Dusty could not wait to try out the new pizza oven, and yet that womanizer sat in a drawer. Priorities. Yeah, no kidding. I don't think it's funny. It's weird. You girls in your woman areas, you're not that into it.
Well, you know.
What do you mean, yeah, you know? See, you just did that.
We got to make dinner.
So weird.
It's going to be there.
Yeah, it's always there.
What do you mean it's going to be there?
It doesn't run away.
Did you get any Nook for your birthday?
I didn't. We were very busy.
Oh, no. That is horrible.
I know. I mean, I'm trying to be a good sport about it, so do me a favor and don't rub it in, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks for telling me that, because I was totally going to rub it in.
Well, you were. I know you are.
I'll hold back now.
Thanks.
When are we doing a secret show this week, Thursday?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about the thing we're doing tomorrow?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
So, you know
what
that...
What are we doing tomorrow?
Her.
Oh, right!
Yeah, h.e.r. she's going to come by tomorrow after the show, so we're going to record it. We'll play it back on Thursday.
Correct.
But she's going to perform her song, and I guess just her and a guitar. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to talk to her for a couple of minutes. She did Coachella last week. She's got to go back and do that again. Mm-hmm. Very exciting time in her life.
Local girl. Mm.
Well, what a breakthrough performance. I mean, that's
right.
That hooked me, that Grammy performance.
She was great. She must have been so psyched. The reviews were good. Mm-hmm.
Who was the cutie that kidnapped Vinny from the radio station Friday morning?
Brandon, intern.
Boy,
Brandon.
That kid. Mm.
Everyone was messaging me saying, what's his Instagram? I want to ask him some questions, but I thought he shut down his Instagram.
He did.
Why?
He was just trying to distance himself from social media.
He said he was spending too much time on it.
But what about Survivor? Didn't he be active on there?
That's a good point.
So I can go look at it?
You can tell him tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll give him all kinds of advice.
Yeah, on social media.
Trying to quit, Sarah. What are you, pushing social media on him?
I'm a pusher, Ben.
Let him be a quitter.
All my friends know.
God. I'm crying listening to your birthday wishes for Vinny on Friday's podcast. Love you all. Happy belated, Vinny. Thank you.
And again, to our listeners, I am so sorry that we weren't able to tell you about it ahead of time. I know a lot of people were like, I totally would have taken today off. I absolutely would have come. Mm. A lot of people did drop everything and come, but... you know, obviously there was the whole surprise element. We couldn't really do
that.
Well,
they could go to RadioAlice.com, listen to the podcast. There's pictures up
there.
There's videos
up
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
I think the main reason I didn't want to hook up with Sarah Bareilles is that I already had one Sarah in my life. I feel like
how many of those can you
confusing.
Have
to have the two right. loves of my life
Aww.
Be named Sarah
right.
and then Yuzette. That's weird.
Right. Yeah.
Can
well,
you change your name to Sarah?
No.
And no matter who he's with, he can yell out my name.
Right. He'd have to go with an H, without an H.
Right. Spelled the right way, spelled the wrong way.
Oh, right. Is Sarah
the wrong way?
Without. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We actually, me and her, I remember that day, the two of us actually had a little mini argument about it. Not an argument, but I was
at
like,
the concert, right?
Oh, yeah, you spelled the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
goes, you mean the right way?
Uh-huh.
No.
I was like, oh, chick fight, chick fight.
I thought you guys were fighting over me.
Oh, is that what you thought?
We did.
We were fighting. Vinny, in the afterglow of your birthday, we absolutely were fighting
Thank
about you.
Thank you so much.
Your
Boy,
Sarahs were going at it.
I really need to push this as long into the week as I can.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to be one of those guys?
I don't know.
You said
I normally
you never would
be.
You like, your birthday's done, dude. It's over.
Agreed.
It's your 50th.
It's not
going to
last.
You only get one of those.
That's true. I guess we can give you to the end of the week.
Yeah, till the end of the week. I think a nice
Did you like your
period.
50th?
Yeah.
She Did you like your
remember
50th?
Remember,
right?
You guys got me tickets to see Elton
John.
John.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love
Did you
my
like
50th.
Your 50th?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Massive drug party. It was great. Just kidding.
Are you though?
No.
I was there. It was. Wow. That's nice. Where I left, Vinny.
Oh, stop it, you lying liar.
I stayed for the food and drinks.
Yeah, no, it was. I loved my 50th. It was great. Mm-hmm. I'm still in the afterglow of that. Isn't it still my birthday?
Yes.
Well, listen, you guys, thanks for giving Vinny the day off yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a great week. I can tell it's supposed to actually get really hot by the end of the week. So, boy, weather. Woo.
Weird.
Yeah. Hooman has a review coming up on Thursday with Rachel, which mm-hmm. we're very excited about.
Love
We've
her.
Got that interview with her.
Yeah. But he goes back off now, right? He's off tomorrow.
He's off tomorrow. Right. He's back on Thursday. And I think, when did we figure out his 6 months is up? Like August or something?
Something like that, yes.
Yeah. And then supposedly his back will be miraculously fixed and he'll be back every day.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, have a great day. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you on Hump Day.
Woo-woo.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.